Our ballpark will be one of the finest minor league stadiums in the country. It will be the game changer in the region.
Because this is what's going to help turn Hartford around, and it's clearly the kind of big bet that we make.
Anytime you arrive at the intersection of government and real estate developers, always something worth writing about.
Deep right. Tavares back to the track. It's gone! The Rockcats with a walk-off home run in the final ever game at New Britain Stadium.
And like a late-inning home run, the Rockcats were gone. For 32 years, New Britain, Connecticut's AA minor league team was an assembly line for some of the greatest talent the game of baseball has ever seen. Roger Clemens started out playing for New Britain. So did Curt Schilling. Jeff Bagwell, Torrey Hunter, and David Ortiz all kicked off their big league careers in the small city of New Britain. And right up until the day the team packed its bags and left New Britain for nearby Hartford, their fans kind of liked it.
I would go beyond liked. I would say they were loved. You know, they're very popular with families. I have two children myself, and we often went down there.
Well, it came out of nowhere. They were stealing the team from New Britain, which didn't seem like a good idea.
The team were looking for a more modern stadium, more modern facility, and they didn't see that they could get that in New Britain.
The mayor had taken this initiative, basically, as I understand it, on his own.
The purpose of this press conference is to welcome the Rockcats to Hartford.
He kind of sprung it on the city, saying, you know, we're going to do this. He paid a lot of money for what was a horribly inadequate study that was basically misrepresented entirely what, in fact, bringing a minor league team to Hartford would do.
So the city council commissioned Fred Carstensen to help produce a new study. Carstensen projected an entirely new neighborhood from scratch, $350 million in development, with hundreds of residential units, a brewery, a supermarket, with the ballpark at the center of it all. It would be the biggest development Hartford had seen in decades. But it came with one big condition.
In order to protect the city financially, they had to get the whole enchilada. They had to get the whole development. That the stadium by itself would not generate sufficient economic activity, even under the best case scenario.
They're hoping that it will create jobs, that people who go to the stadium will patronize other parts of the city, the downtown, and in turn help increase the tax base.
When you got all the pieces in place, you know, then they come out ahead. Not by a lot. I mean, this is not some kind of a big win. But the question was, how do you protect the city from the point of view of being able to cover the cost of the stadium over the 20-year time horizon to pay off the bonds?
Once the city council signed on to the ballpark, there was one last obstacle parked in the way of construction. 3 acres of privately owned parking lots stood where the ballpark was supposed to be. The city couldn't reach an agreement with the owners to buy the land. So instead of making a deal, they paid the owner $2 million in compensation and seized 14 properties under eminent domain.
Recently, there has been some discrepancy. They have found cost overruns, and to the tune of $10 million.
In order to finish the stadium, instead of $56 million, they would need $66 million. They need $10 million more.
When the Hartford City Council approved this, we said the budget was a maximum of $56 million. The headline here is that we're not going to spend a penny more than $56 million, or else the team owner is going to pay for it or the developer.
The city council kind of said that to the taxpayer, we're not going to put any more money in, because when this was first proposed, there was some opposition to it, you know, from the taxpayers.
Hartford Welfare's got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Hartford Welfare's got to go.
Hartford officials and leaders are always saying, we don't have enough money. And the idea of spending $56 million on a stadium when at the same time you're saying we don't have money for our schools, we don't have enough money for social services or all the other things we do in Hartford, such as law enforcement, and then saying, but we do have $56 million for a baseball stadium. That struck people as incongruous and just not sound public policy.
This team is ready for the tough task ahead.
Enter Luke Bronin, Hartford's new mayor tasked with fixing the $10 million shortfall and getting the stadium back on track. As the mayor negotiated with the developer and the team owner, construction crews raced to finish the ballpark before the start of the baseball season. They worked all day and at night. But with opening day just 4 months away, Hartford waited to see if it would have a stadium in time for baseball season.
People are watching what's it like to do business in Hartford. And when there's a $10 million shortfall on a $56 million plan, it sends a bad message about the ability of the city to get things done.
But just as confidence reached a low point, the development began a late inning rally.
My message to Hartford taxpayers is we're trying to get the best result out of a difficult situation.
First, Mayor Bronin struck a deal with the team, the developer, and the city to split the $10 million cost and bring the stadium to completion. And businesses were getting on board.
The developer is talking to a grocery store. They recently announced that the Hard Rock Cafe wants to bring a hotel here.
Today, the Hard Rock Corporation announced plans to build a Hard Rock Hotel in Hartford. The new hotel will be built in the downtown north neighborhood right near the new ballpark.
The public policy and public investment reshapes the market environment. And markets are phenomenal at generating lots of, you know, really beneficial outcomes. But sometimes, and in fact historically, the public sector plays a really, really critical role in unleashing the private sector.
Why should the people of Hartford, many of whom are very, very poor, why should this burden be placed on them? It strikes me as you know, morally, a pretty clear answer, and that is it shouldn't be.
The stadium itself is about a month behind, and initially the team is going to have to play all of its games away, and obviously that's not what you want because that's not going to generate any of the benefits that are anticipated.
With Dunkin' Donuts Park missing the first 52 games of the season, some hope they could strike a deal to return to their old ballpark back in New Britain. But that wasn't going to happen because New Britain found a team of their own to fill the old ballpark.
The Bees are landing in New Britain. It's Connecticut's newest baseball team.
The new team has a name.
The New Britain Bees.
Just like the Rockettes were lured away from New Britain, New Britain lured the Bees away from their previous stadium in Camden, New Jersey. Built only 15 years ago, taxpayer-subsidized Campbell's Field was the centerpiece of an economic revitalization campaign for a struggling city. But the predicted stadium attendance and revenues fell short, and hopes for development never materialized. Abandoned by its team, Campbell's Field today spends most of the year empty and unused. Campbell's Field is the worst-case scenario for Hartford. And while regional studies make a hopeful case for Dunkin' Donuts Park, a host of national studies have concluded that Campbell's Field is closer to the norm.
There are a lot of unknowns right now. I mean, studies have said that, yes, this is going to be a benefit economically to the city. You know, there's going to be jobs that are going to be created, the hope for spillover into the rest of downtown. But that is yet to be seen.